KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have fog and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for fog through about 10 a.m. today, otherwise partly cloudy, a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The National Weather Service's patchy, dense fog has developed over the area this morning and will persist through about 9 or 10 o'clock, with visibilities 1/4 mile or less possible in some areas. So be sure and use caution while you're out driving this morning and be prepared for rapid reductions in visibilities. In Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports this morning 24-year-old Zachary Thomas Marchese of Council Bluffs was arrested by Red Oak Police Wednesday evening. Marchese was taken into custody in Red Oak at around 7 p.m. on an active Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of Iowa's Sex Offender Registry first offense. He was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. And Red Oak Police arrested 55-year-old Ronald Dean Kammerer Jr. of Red Oak at around 5:45 p.m. Wednesday for domestic abuse assault first offense. Kammerer was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. A woman from Audubon County was arrested early Wednesday morning on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said 29-year-old Ashley Renee Kluver of Gray was taken into custody at around midnight and brought to the Audubon County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. Kluver had been placed on probation following her plea of guilty in October of 2015 to charges of possession of marijuana second offense and child endangerment. She's scheduled to appear in district court on November 10th. Two Creston Police Department vehicles were damaged during a pursuit late Tuesday night. The Union County Sheriff's Office at 28-year-old Creston Police Officer Samuel Abel of Johnston activated his SUV's lights and sirens in an attempt to initiate a traffic stop at around 11:17 p.m. Tuesday after the driver of a 1999 Chevy Blazer failed to stop for a stop sign at the intersection of Jefferson and Sumner Streets in Creston. The driver of the Blazer, 24-year-old Casey Ray Welcher of Creston, attempted to elude the officer by taking off at a high rate of speed. The pursuit went to the southwest side of Creston before eventually heading south on High and Dry Road. Officers continued to pursue the SUV, which was traveling in excess of 95 miles per hour. The SUV turned west onto 205th Street in Union County, and by that time, a police cruiser driven by 44-year-old Creston Police Officer Eric Schaller of Creston was also in pursuit of the Blazer. The Blazer went out of control due to Welcher's erratic driving and high speed. The vehicle partially entered the south ditch, where Welcher overcorrected, causing the SUV to shoot across 205th Street and enter the north ditch. When the Blazer came out of the ditch and onto the shoulder, it traveled eastbound on 205th in the direction of both officers' vehicles. Officer Abel swerved to miss the Blazer, but was unable to avoid a collision. The 2017 Ford Explorer he was driving was struck on the right rear, causing the Explorer to lose control and skid into the path of a 2013 Dodge Charger, driven by Officer Schaller, who was attempting to stop in order to avoid the collision with the Blazer. The Blazer hit the Explorer again and entered the north ditch, where it came to rest. Welcher tried to flee on foot, but was apprehended minutes later. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $10,000 for the police vehicles, and the Blazer sustained about $500 damage. Welcher was arrested for attempted murder, eluding, criminal mischief in the first degree, driving while barred, and OWI third offense. He was also cited for failure to provide proof of insurance, failure to obey a stop and yield right-of-way signs, as well as for speeding. Welcher was being held Wednesday in the Union County Jail on $100,000 cash bond only. A Carroll County man died following an ATV accident Monday evening west of Gray in northwestern Audubon County. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 75-year-old Merlin Borkowski of rural Manning was transported to the Manning Hospital by Manning Rescue, where he later died from his injuries. Authorities say Borkowski was traveling west on 110th Street at around 5:20 p.m. Monday west of Eagle Avenue, when for reasons unknown, he abruptly swerved into the north ditch. He was ejected from the four-wheeler as it rolled over. In other news, there's no snow in the forecast just yet, fortunately, but 19 years ago on this date, many Iowans were digging out from one of the heaviest October snowfalls in the state's history. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
The major winter storm spread across much of southern and central Iowa on October 26, 1997. National Weather Service records show the heaviest snowfall accumulations included 11.3 inches at Knoxville in Marion County and 13 inches southwest of Mineola in Pottawatomie County. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses lost electricity as snow-laden trees fell onto power lines. On this morning, 19 years ago, temperatures plummeted to just 9 degrees above zero in Atlantic and Guthrie Center, the coldest Iowa temperature recorded so early in the season since 1972. I'm Pat Curtis.
In the funeral announcements, Kyle Conrad, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Kyle Conrad will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Michael Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died October 18th at Willow Heights. A gathering of family and friends of Michael Dunn will be tomorrow from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Deborah Ann Thomas, age 64, of Atlantic and formerly of Ottumwa, died October 20th at her home. Memorial services for Deborah Thomas will be Monday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Ottumwa. Reese Funeral Home in Ottumwa is in charge of the arrangements. And Zelda Paulin, age 78, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Zelda Paulin are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.